A life with God is anything but boring. You were made for adventure. It could be a heart-pounding life of purpose. Join us every weekend for 45 minutes of challenge, hope, and encouragement to guide you on your spiritual adventure.
Does this feel like your life right now? You can't control everything, but you can control more than you think. Taking Control, a new Crossroads weekly streaming series. Learn how to take control of what God gave you.
We all have gifts. Mine include tormenting my dog and junior high humor. My name is Brian. It's great to be with you today. We're going to have Allie talk to us about understanding our gifts and how to leverage them, how to deploy them so we can have the most impactful life possible. Let's hear what she has to say.
Lately, I've been thinking about all the pieces of my life that sometimes seem like they're out of my control. Today, we're going to stop and talk about the things that we actually are given to control, the things that God has given us the freedom in our lives to take control of. My name is Allie Patterson, and I'm one of the teaching pastors here at Crossroads. And I want you to know today that you have gifts. I don't know how you see yourself. Maybe you're somebody who's had one really visible, outstanding gift since you were a kid and everybody knows it. Everybody can see it. Or maybe you're somebody who just gets up every day and thinks, oh, well, I'm kind of good at a lot of different things, but maybe not gifted at anything. However you think of yourself, I hope today you will begin to see that you have incredible gifts and that you can manage them for a life that really thrives. We're in a bookstore, Duttenhofer Books, as a matter of fact, and I love places like this because one of the things that's in me is that I love books. I always have since I was a little girl. I remember going to the library checkout with a big stack of books to take home, and every single time, the nice lady who checked me out would say, "Now, honey, you can't take all those home. That's too many." And I would have to agonize over which three or four I was gonna have to wait until the next week to read. And actually, that was a clue. It was a clue to some of the things that now operate in my life as true gifts. I would say today I have a gift of teaching. I have a gift of being able to process information like at deep levels and kind of translate that and communicate that back out, especially when it comes to the Bible. I love the words in the Bible. I love words in general. I've always loved words, not just in books, but actually also to write words, to speak words, to ask just the right question with just the right words, or to use words to encourage people around me. I love the power of words.
Okay, hold up. Allie and I are actually really good friends. There's a lot of things that she's really good at, and there's a few things she's not so good at. We've been friends a really long time, like 17 years long time, and over the years, I've noticed some things that she's not so good at. Today, we're gonna have a little fun together, noticing the things that Allie's not so good at.
Got it!
You're so close, Al!
Ladies, can you believe the weather we've been having?
I know, it has been so unpredictable lately.
That's because the earth is crying out in pain. It's the end times.
That's not how this goes.
That's not how this goes.
Okay, so you guys, this guy, he walked into a barn.
Wait, a barn or a bar? Was it a guy in a bar or a barn? Was it a horse? Okay.
That's not how this goes.
I want you to get out your phone right now, or maybe if you're old school, a pen and a piece of paper, whatever the case might be, I believe that if you begin to think about the things that are in you, you are gonna see gifts too. We all have these things. Maybe some of them are genetic things for you. They're just things that have always, they were like literally in your DNA when you were born, your physicality, elements of natural ability that you have. Maybe you discovered when you go to the gym, you build muscle 3 times faster than anyone else at the gym. Or you were born with a high IQ and so learning has just been easy for you your whole life. Or maybe you're the kid on the playground that got to walk everyone to the nurse when they got hurt because you just make people feel better. Maybe you're a maker and you're really good with your hands. That is not me, I'll tell you that much. And other gifts, maybe you've discovered as you've lived a little, as you've had to work, you've discovered capacities for things in your life. Maybe you have a capacity for making money. And come to think of it, your lemonade stands did kind of crush it as a kid. And today, all your business ideas work. Or maybe you have a capacity for compassion and mercy and understanding every time you pass a homeless person on the street. I think we go looking for information about ourselves. We love to take all of those inventories online, all the quizzes on our phone. We just love to gather up information about ourselves. What Disney princess are you, by the way? I am Pocahontas. Ironically, that might be the one Disney movie I've never seen. But maybe you've been at work where you've had to take something called a DISC inventory and you're a high D, or you had to take the Myers-Briggs like I did, where I found out I was an INTJ, but not a strong I, but a really strong N. Long after I found out all this information about myself, like why I like to arrange flowers or why I hate small talk, I was actually no closer to taking control of those things in my life, to actually managing them well for a life that I loved. I wish I could say that there was a quiz you could take to do this, that there was one thing that helped me better manage all the pieces of Allie. But I'll tell you what I did discover, that looking for information about myself, self-discovery without God, always comes up short. What I really needed was to be connected with the God who made me. It wasn't until I started following Jesus that I began to notice the more I'm following Jesus day in and day out, the more I'm just putting myself in the concerns that he has, doing the things that he says to do, something new began to emerge in my life, a new kind of gift. And this kind of gift has actually been the key that I needed to successfully manage all the other things that I kind of already knew about myself. The Bible calls these spiritual gifts. They are gifts given to us by God. We don't start with these. We actually are gifted them the moment that we come to faith in Jesus. Spiritual gifts come from the Spirit of God at the moment of our faith in Christ. The Holy Spirit actually comes to live in us, and he's so good, he brings gifts. And these gifts should not feel like they're out of left field. There's one God that made us. They should feel very consistent with how you're put together from the beginning. Like the gift of teaching to a girl that always loved books. Or if you're the kid on the playground that took everyone to the nurse, maybe you have a gift of mercy or even healing. Or if you're the one that makes great money, maybe you have a gift of giving. There's all kinds of different gifts, but they're from the same God, the same Spirit. Listen to how 1 Corinthians 12 talks about just this. There are different kinds of gifts, but the same Spirit distributes them. There are different kinds of service, but the same Lord. There are different kinds of working, but in all of them and in everyone, it is the same God at work. Now to each one, the manifestation of the Spirit is given for the common good. Y'all, when we come to follow Jesus, that's when things start to unlock. There is one God, and he comes to live in you with his one Spirit that brings all kinds of different gifts and brings us to life in the kingdom. We are part of a family and we're connected to each other and we're all so different, but we are, the same Spirit lives in us all. And when we follow Jesus, we get to see our gifts clarified and empowered for his purposes, and all of who we are begins to make a lot more sense. Do you want to unlock all of who God made you to be? Do you want all the things that he has for your life? It actually is possible. But it's not possible through a quiz on your phone. It's not an easy button online test that's gonna do it. It is faithfully following Jesus. You have gifts and you can manage them by following him into a better life. The surprising truth about our gifts is that they are not actually ours. They're on loan to us from God. I'm at a library, my favorite place to get things on loan. The only thing about a library is that you gotta bring what you take back to the owner. I think we're used to thinking of whatever's inside of us as ours. It's who we are, and we can do whatever we want with it to any end that we want. But actually, God says we are the manager, and that our gifts are not ours, they're on loan. I really learned how to think about this concept of management when I managed a brand at Procter & Gamble. I did it with somebody else's gifts. Their gifts were the money and the resources that I needed to manage the business well. And my job as a manager was to take what I was given by the company and to get a return for the owners, to use all the tools at my disposal, but to be on their mission. I took the product, the price, the places where my product showed up, and all the messages that I could develop through the advertising, but my company, end of the day, expected a return for what I was given. And it is exactly the same between you and God with your gifts. Have you ever thought about the talents, abilities, skills, spiritual gifts that you possess as actually on loan? Maybe you wrote something down today in the notes you've been jotting down on your phone, but whatever it is that you have is actually on loan from God. One day, God is going to be asking you, hey, how'd you use that talent that I gave you? How did you use your ability to do hair, fix motorcycles? What about the ability that you have to run a business, to make money? Whatever came of that, what'd you do with it? And did anyone benefit except for you? Right now, God is on a mission, and He has given you the freedom to take control of some of His resources as He has planted them right inside you, and He really does want them managed well. 1 Peter 4 is one of my favorite verses. Verse 10 says, each of you should use whatever gift you have received to serve others as faithful stewards of God's grace in its various forms. A steward is a manager. We are the managers of God's resources, and they are not ours. I think there's some freedom in that, isn't there? And there's also some responsibility to the mission of the giver of those gifts. And God has a purpose. It was buried in that verse as well. God's purpose is to pass out grace. We are the stewards, the managers of the various kinds of grace that God wants passed out into this world. And your gifts are that grace in disguise. God would love an unending flow of grace into this world, and we should be using our gifts, and they should be feeling like grace. I think of my husband when I think of a use of gifts that comes together in the way of grace. He's an attorney. I know that probably surprises you to think of grace when you think of attorneys, but Bill has gifts of administration. He has gifts of being an amazing problem solver. He's very decisive. He's very detail-oriented. And when I listen to his clients, they don't say, gee, thanks for the 45-page contract, Bill. No, they say things like, thank you for solving a problem. Thank you for being my advocate. This feels like grace to somebody. When we put our gifts together in a way that feels like grace, it frees someone, it blesses someone, it relieves someone. If you want to know what you do that feels like grace to others, that's exactly what you need to ask. I want you to pick up your phone or just commit to texting this later today. I want you to ask somebody today, what do I do that relieves you, that frees you, that blesses you? Because that's what grace feels like. We not only can pass it out, we also can stop the flow of it if we don't manage well the gifts that we've been given. I know this has totally been me before. I will often think of something that's encouraging to say to someone. I told you, I love words. I love books, writing words. I love using them to encourage. But sometimes I get lazy, or maybe I just feel insecure about how that person is going to receive what I say, so I keep it to myself. That stops the flow of grace. Our mission is as a manager of the grace of God, and we want to pass that grace out as much and as well as we can to as many people around us as will receive it. How do you know if you're doing it? Maybe you're already doing this. The way that you know is when God starts to look really good. Peter goes on to write If anyone speaks, they should do so as the one who speaks the very words of God. If anyone serves, they should do so with the strength that God provides, so that in all things God may be praised through Jesus Christ. To him be the glory and the power forever and ever. Amen. Man, I love that. Peter like almost launches into a prayer at the end of those sentences because he gets excited about the fact that it's about God. God is the giver of the gifts inside you. God is the power behind them, and God's grace is the mission that we are on, and you are the manager. The moment that we get that our gifts are there for the glory of God and not us is the moment that they begin to lead us to life.
You can start to realize the potential of your gifts when you realize they're not yours. Everything we have is God's. This is the foundation of being able to financially give. Jesus talks about where your treasure is, there your heart will be also. I recognize that the treasures that I have are actually God's treasures, and my heart is more about Him than it is the treasures that He's blessed me with. If you'd like to find out more about that, more about things that could impact your life and be a giver at Crossroads, you can go to crossroads.net/give. Your giving fuels all kinds of big stuff, like the journey we're about to start. Maybe the most important thing you'll do all year. Get ready. Let's get going.
Is God good? Is He good on day one of working from home? How about day 180? Is He good when school is online? Or when your business is struggling? Is He good even when everything in the world makes you want to scream, "Good God, what is going on?" That's a fair question and actually a great prayer, because we believe there is a good God with good answers. Join us for the Good God Journey, streaming online each week for 45 minutes of music, teaching, and inspiration. Start your journey at crossroads.net/journey.
Well, having gifts actually means very little until you put them to work. Every single day, including today, is a chance to take control of how your gifts are being used out in the world. You know, you can do inventories online and quizzes on your phone. You can read and study about your gifts, which goodness knows I like to do. But until they're actually put to work with real people, living real lives with real issues, you will make very little impact. For me, this is a place where the rubber meets the road, where my gifts actually come into action, when I'm gathered with other women, with other people, where I can sit and listen, where I can encourage, where I can teach, where I can pray. But that's my environment, where my gifts help. What's yours? I know what it feels like to think that you need a better plan. You need to be something more, you need to plan more, you need to know more, you need to have experience more in order to offer your gifts to someone, but you don't. Today is the right day, and it's time to offer your gifts. Jesus actually shared a lot of gifts with the men that he did life with, his disciples, and then he sent them out. He was like, go, it's time to use them. And when he did, he said this to them. Jesus said, "Freely you have received, now freely give." He said, "I've given you all these things. Now I want you to go out and give them away." That's the same with you and me. We've gotten all that we have, even the stuff inside of us that we think of as our own. We've actually gotten it for free from Him. And it's time to give it away. When you do, you actually don't know if it's going to be received. It's a pretty vulnerable thing to offer your gifts to somebody else. It ultimately comes down to a moment where you basically say, "Do you want what I have?" I just got out of seminary a few months ago, and you would think, if anything, I would be confident in offering my gifts to help other people study the Bible, right? I mean, duh. However, when I went to do that, just maybe a month or so ago, when I went to start a couple of new groups of study, I still tripped over that moment of vulnerability, that moment where you just have to say, "I think I have something to give you. Would you like it?" Romans 12 is a huge encouragement for us to get out there and use our gifts. Romans 12 says, "We have different gifts according to the grace given to each of us. If your gift is prophesying, then prophesy in accordance with your faith. If it is serving, then serve. If it is teaching, then teach. If it is encouragement, then give encouragement. If it is giving, then give generously. If it is to lead, do it diligently. If it is to show mercy, do it cheerfully. Romans 12 says, whatever you've got, do it! Anywhere, everywhere, in any role or environment that you have in your life. I stayed home. I wasn't working for about 7 years of my life when I had 4 babies at home. And at first, I was a little bit lost on how to use my gifts in that setting. I realized that I'd always really depended on a job to be an outlet for the use of some of my gifts. And I had to learn over during that time exactly how to use my gifts in a new way in that setting. And I fumbled it for quite a while. I got frustrated, but now I know I can use the same gifts in new ways, whether I'm a mom at a school, whether I'm a colleague at work, whether I'm a neighbor. In any setting, God wants His grace to show up in different forms to all kinds of different people. Guess what happens when you walk in the door with your gifts? God Himself suddenly has access to wherever you are. When you walk in, you represent the generosity of God. When you walk in, you're the wisdom of God. When you walk in, you're the leadership of God. Or when you walk in, you're the beauty of God. You just have to offer your gifts. You just have to do what you've been gifted to do. You know, a couple days ago, I went to get my hair cut. You know, when a girl goes on camera, she needs to, you know, put things together, a little eyebrow wax, a little haircut. It's important. I talked to Anne, who's my stylist. She said, what are you up to this week? So I kind of told her what I was doing, and I told her that I was talking about using your gifts, and she seemed interested, and I said, hey, you're using yours right now, you know. She said, what do you mean? And I said, you have a gift. You have a gift that impacts how women that sit in this chair, how many are you gonna see today, 10, 12? Women that sit in your chair every day, you impact how they see their own beauty. You have the gift to influence them with your grace every single day, and so do you. Look around you. Do you have a shot at something? Are there circumstances in front of you that you could walk in and offer something that you have? I think God puts opportunities in front of us all the time, and they don't have to be grand. Don't fall for that lie. Don't fall for the idea that what you can do for one, you wish you could do for 1,000, so you don't even offer it to one. When I sit at a table like this, I wish that 6,000 women could sit with me. I really do. I would love to be able to offer that, whatever I'm doing, to 6,000 people. But honestly, 6 is good. It's fine for us to take whatever we have today and take one small step. Guess what? There's a grace of God inside you. You're sitting on it, and it's time to give it up.
I am so thankful for the gifts that God has entrusted me with. There's so many things, it's hard to recount them all. And the only thing that's consistent with them is that God has been generous to entrust them to me. That causes me and others to want to worship, to tell God, I trust you because you've entrusted me with things. And there's so many other reasons why I want to declare right now that I trust you. Let's worship Him together and sing that to Him.
Trust in you alone.
Man, if you like that, there's more where that came from. Just go to crossroads.net/music. Well, next week we start the journey. The journey is a multi-pronged, multi-sensory approach to get you and I to a whole new place spiritually. Man, I hope you want more for your life. I want more for my life. And we need to have God having a greater control of our life. The one key thing for it, is to get in a group. You gotta be with other people. We wanna make that as simple and as easy for you as possible. You can go to crossroads.net/journey, learn more about the journey, and learn how to get into a group. The journey starts next week. We'll see you then.
Every year, Crossroads does this thing called a journey. It's a 5-week adventure. Everyone in the community, from kids to adults, zero in and go deep on one topic. This year, it's the Good God Journey. Let's face it, 2020 has been a struggle. Even the most faithful might be asking, is God good? It turns out that exploring that question can unlock new levels of peace, belonging, and potential for your life. Interested? Great. Here's how you can get started. Step 1. Head on over to crossroads.net/journey and initiate a group or join one. If you have a group, great, you're all set. If not, we'll get you connected to one. Depending on who you are, meeting with a group might sound exciting or terrifying, but trust us, this is where real growth happens. We'll even provide a group guide to help steer the conversation, either in person or over a video call. Step 2, download the Crossroads Anywhere app. It's packed with a ton of features that can help you grow spiritually, including a Good God Journey guide. Each week during the journey, simply open the guide and discover something new about yourself and God. Step 3, watch the weekend message, online or live at a site. Part teaching, part challenge, part soul-filling music, plus a couple of surprises you won't want to miss. It's that simple. Get in a group, do individual work in the app, and watch weekly. Challenge yourself for 5 weeks. It might just be the best thing you do all year. Go to crossroads.net/journey to get started.